number of visitors to Skagway just keeps climbing. And our local essay feature, Small Things Considered. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Skagway Visitor Center this summer had more than 110,000 visitors come through its doors, more than any other year. And while most types of visitation were up and a few slightly down, there's no doubt Skagway had a healthy tourism season. End-of-the-season numbers show Skagway had more than 800,000 cruise ship visitors to the gateway to the Klondike this year. That's up more than 6% from last year. Visitors via the Alaska Marine Highway were also up. An executive director of the Skagway Convention and Visitors Bureau, Buckwheat Donahue, said so-called rubber tire traffic was down, but still better than other communities on the road system.
And actually, you know, our rubber tire traffic, although it was down just a little bit, was still pretty good compared to the rest of the state and the Yukon Territory. We're still getting an awful lot of business in that regard.
But one new visitor trend has emerged the past couple years that Skagway is trying to capitalize on. With the hundreds of thousands of cruise visitors comes a good number of crew members. This year, Skagway had more than 300,000 crew members from the cruise lines in town. And Donahue said the town is trying different ways to entice the crew off the ships and into the community.
And we're actually developing a small little market area for cruise line people here on 2nd Avenue. We can go over and there's a little grocery store there that sells like the top 10 most popular things from India, from Greece, from the Philippines, et cetera, from most of the countries that are represented by crew.
Crew members also take advantage of the Skagway Rec Center. Cruise companies pay membership fees so crew can exercise or play basketball. And Donahue said the town has worked out a deal with a local bus company to bring crew members to Seven Pastures to play soccer. He occasionally organizes soccer tournaments between different ship crews and has had good response to those efforts.
And just for a moment or two, even the crew felt like that they were part of the community, and they really liked it, right? And that was the word that I got back from Princess. So we're going to continue to promote those kind of things.
Skagway has seen an increase in visitors each year since 2009. And with the increased numbers, Donahue said visitors are spilling out of Broadway and into the secondary streets. He said several stores have popped up on those streets to expand the area for visitors.
These are smaller operators, right? You know, and it's nice to see those people come in, starting to come back in. And that's due to the increase in the cruise line traffic.
Visitor numbers are expected to keep climbing, Donahue said. Next year, ship capacity is expected at 850,000, although visitation usually reaches 103 or 104% of capacity, so the actual number is likely to be higher. That won't include more ships, but Donahue said some of the companies are bringing bigger capacity ships to Skagway.
Like next year, Royal Caribbean is bringing up a ship that will handle 3,500 passengers instead of 2,500, right? And we're getting the same number of ships from Royal Caribbean, but one ship capacity is significantly higher. And then, like the Amsterdam with Holland America, this year it just came into Skagway twice. Next year it's coming in, I think, 14 times. Those kind of things are happening. That's what's inflating our numbers for next year.
He said he does expect a net gain of at least one extra ship in 2014. Most of the Skagway's docks are in good shape, Donahue said, with improvements planned and in the works for the ore terminal dock. He said he doesn't see any challenges for Skagway hosting increasing numbers of visitors over the next 3 to 4 years.
The city of Skagway, you know, we're pretty tourism savvy over here, and we'll be ready for whatever the future throws at us, we think.
Snow is likely to fall any day now in town, but students at Haines School took advantage of a blustery and clear day last week to harvest more than 150 pounds of produce from the Starvin Marvin Garden. The garden is run in conjunction with Tokchinook Watershed Council. The sixth grade class composts school food waste, shredded office paper, and sawdust from the school shop. Sixth graders plant and tend the garden throughout the school year. But it was the seventh graders last week who got to harvest the fruits, or veggies, of their labor, as garden coordinator Pam Randles explains.
So they were in charge of Marvin all year last year, and then they planted in May. So they're harvesting their own garden, the one that they planted.
The Starvin' Marvin project began about 4 years ago and continues to evolve, Randall said.
It started out as composting the lunch scraps and then grew to the garden and has now grown to add fish in the school, local fish, and more local food. We are planning toward things like eggs and vegetables if we can get local people to produce them for, and then they can sell them to the school. And so hopefully we can close that loop. And so it's been going, growing.
Students picked mostly root vegetables during the last harvest, including carrots, onions, and potatoes. All the veggies will be used in upcoming school lunches, something the students seem to look forward to.
Absolutely awesome. It tastes really good.
All the vegetables harvested were big and healthy. Most are conventional strains of vegetables grown from seed, Randall said. But one kind of the potatoes grown are the local Kungit potatoes, which are especially acclimatized to the area and have been grown in the Chilkat Valley for generations.
Apparently, like millennia ago, Kungits traded up from Peru. These evolved in Peru, and they were traded up the coast, who knows, thousands of years ago, and then planted locally and put out on the islands to grow, to keep the moose out of them or keep the maybe deer out of them.
Randall said the project teaches the students that a whole lot of vegetables can come from humble beginnings.
They spent 9 months of the school year throwing away garbage, right? And then their first thought about planting is they're planting in all that garbage that they threw away. And so the idea that something wonderful comes from the other end is a pretty nice reward for all the effort that they put in.
And while Haines got just a few flurries of snow Wednesday evening, it didn't stick to the ground, but about 11 inches has fallen and stuck near the Haines Customs Station at the Canada-U.S. border. Border officials said the road is plowed and temperatures have warmed some, so the snow is melting, but there remains about 8.5 inches on the ground. There's also been snowfall in the upper elevations of the Klondike Highway near White Pass. And a quick correction from our previous story of visiting author Amy Gulick. A potluck and presentation begins at 5:30 Thursday evening at Harriet Hall, and her opening reception for a photography exhibit is Saturday from noon to 2 at the Sheldon Museum. And now for our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. Here's local author Heather Lendy with her take on the topic of controversy.
When I heard that Oklahoma would be staged here on October 5th and 6th, I thought no one will rehearse during the busy final weeks of summer. Big plays are for midwinter. I was wrong. Lots of talented people put on one of the best shows ever. I'm still humming The Cowboy and the Farmer Should Be Friends. I do worry that the social climate change is not as positive when it comes to community controversy. The first wet flurries have barely landed, yet already February cabin fever type conflicts have begun. A potential mine on Mud Bay Road, new heli-ski rules, the property rights flap at Viking Cove, and the school's decision to nix an assembly by Amy Gulick based on her book of photography and essays, Salmon in the Trees. The school board president thought the author's lessons on links between area fish and forests were too controversial for our students to learn. I was so embarrassed that I invited Amy over for dinner with a mix of lifelong, long-time, and new residents with ties to fishing, timber, art, the media, and local government. A school teacher came too. Over salmon and potatoes, we tried to explain the inconsistencies about this beautiful place and its equally impressive people, a community that I'm afraid I love too much sometimes. There was lots of laughter and spirited debate over the present and past controversies. Remember the hubbub about Playboy on sale at the grocery store, picketers at the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and the not-so-funny outcry over teaching tolerance of gays and lesbians at the high school. One of my devout Catholic friends calls Haines spiritual boot camp. God tests us daily to love our neighbors and forgive those who trespass against us, she says, and thinks it might be caused by something in the water. Our dinner party didn't, but we did consider that it could be the ground we stand on. A huge iron deposit ensures compasses don't point true north, and that Haines has more gravity than almost any place on the planet. No wonder we get stuck in our ways. Add to that glacial rebound, ever-shifting rivers, extreme tides, landslides, and earthquake faults, and it's clear that our town is built on a dramatic and shifting foundation that sometimes our psyche reflects. It's such a goofy theory that it makes sense, although I'm sure several of my guests would disagree, which is exactly how it should be. I hope this season's early controversies don't last as long as last winter's snow. But if they do, my antidote will be to practice dinner table diplomacy. At the very least, by spring, the cowboys and the farmers will have shared a few good meals.
That was Haines author Heather Lindy with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. If you'd like to contribute to this feature, please contact us at news@khns.org. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.